From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a day of mixed messages at the White House about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. President Trump tweeted early in the morning that Flynn should testify and should ask for immunity before testifying before congressional intelligence committees about contacts between President Donald Trump's campaign advisors and Russia. White House spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters at the daily media briefing he was not going to give Mike Flynn or anybody legal advice from the podium about whether he should testify before congressional committees.
Here you have a president who is telling Mike Flynn and others to go up there, make sure, in fact, we talked about the other day with members of the administration that the president we've made volunteered. This doesn't look an administration that's not doing everything it can to get to the bottom of this in the appropriate way.
In a statement issued Thursday, Flynn's attorney, Robert Kellner, said that Flynn certainly has a story to tell and he very much wants to tell it. Previously, Flynn, who served as Trump's national security advisor before being fired, said that only people who are guilty of a crime would seek immunity. President Donald Trump directed his administration to review U.S. trade deficits and clamp down on countries that abuse trade rules. In two executive orders, he said he would start a new chapter for U.S. workers and businesses. The U.S. Commerce Department and the Trade Representative are supposed to report findings on the causes of trade deficits to the president within 3 months. Trump's trade orders come about a week before a visit by China's leader Xi Jinping, where trade issues are expected to be an important part of the agenda. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson attended his first NATO meeting, where he pressed for members to boost their contributions to the alliance and gave them 2 months to come up with payment plans. From London, Luis Ramirez reports.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson had a tough message for NATO partners, one they knew was coming. Allies will need to live up to spending a minimum share of 2% of their GDP on defense to keep fulfilling NATO's mission against terrorists and bullies. For some of Europe's governments, spending more on defense at the expense of social programs and other things is politically risky, and convincing them is not an easy job for NATO's leadership. Germany balked at the calls, but in Britain, where Brexit has raised discussions about a need to strengthen security ties with the U.S., the Trump administration has a sympathetic ear. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria wrapped up a fifth round of talks between opposition leaders and the government, pointing to incremental progress while acknowledging no peace deal is foreseeable as the country enters its seventh year of war. UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura said negotiators appeared keen on taking up a new round, but added that he wouldn't announce a new start date before consulting with the organization's Security Council and Secretary General.
We are in a moment of pushing ahead an agenda. So the work that has been done should not be neither underestimated or dismissed. They have worked hard with us.
De Mistura said substantive matters were discussed, but declined to specify other than pointing to the initial broad agenda points of governance, elections, a new constitution, and fighting terrorism. The special envoy's comments came as warplanes pounded rebel-held areas north of the Syrian city of Hama on Friday, as pro-government forces continued to reverse gains made by insurgent groups in the area. A video released by the Syrian Central Military Media showed pro-government forces using heavy artillery and airstrikes to target insurgent rebel groups in the area. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that Syrian troops and allied forces captured at least 3 rebel-run villages in Hama's northern countryside. Government forces launched a counterattack after insurgent groups captured a number of government-held areas last week. And officials in Pakistan say at least 22 people were killed when a powerful bomb ripped through a busy market in a northwestern tribal town on the Afghan border. Jamaatul Ahrar, a militant group fighting alongside the anti-state Pakistani Taliban, claimed responsibility. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.